Open Windows, October the 6th. The Spirit of Fellowship. In Philippians 2, verses 1 and 2, we read, "If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose." The fellowship of the Spirit is the spirit of fellowship. But again, it is positive. Fellowship is not a passive thing. Oh, it can never be a passive thing, because all the hosts of hell are out against it. If there is one thing that hell is against, it is the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, the fellowship of the people of God. Unceasingly, by any and every means, those evil powers will seek to destroy that fellowship, because that fellowship spells their final undoing. Therefore, fellowship can never be a neutral, passive kind of thing. You have got to fight for it. You have got to stand for it. You have got to be positive about it. Let some rift go on, and just see the havoc that delay over putting that right will work. If you have the Spirit, and of course I am addressing those who are supposed to have the Spirit, if you have the Spirit, you should know that if you are out of joint with another member of the body of Christ to which you belong, it is as if with a dislocation in the natural physical body. There is an ache, a perpetual ache. By that inflammation and ache, the Holy Spirit is giving a positive witness against this thing. But if you go on long enough, the Holy Spirit will withdraw and leave you to it, just because he is positive. He will not brook persistent negatives on these things. He just will not have it. He is going on and saying, "All right, if you're determined to stay there, you can do so. I'm going on." And there arises a very, very serious situation. That is, of course, grim and terrible. But it all gathers round this truth, that the Holy Spirit is positive on the matter of fellowship. We must challenge our hearts about this. The Holy Spirit normally is always positive. I could almost say aggressively positive. He is never negative. He is never neutral. If he has to pause, it means that he is waiting for something, for it is not his nature to do that. He would go on. Oh, may the Lord fill us with the mighty energy of his Spirit.